Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sure has time has moved quickly since Christmas, hasn't it? The poinsettias haven't even dropped all their leaves yet. And here Christmas has come and gone. Liturgically, the 12 days of Christmas have flown by. Yesterday was the Feast of the Epiphany, and now, instead of hearing in our gospel about the baby Jesus born in a manger, we have a grown-up Jesus standing on the riverbank of the River Jordan with his cousin, John. How time flies. We're in the season of Mark, the year of Mark's gospel being our predominant reading throughout the year. And in Mark's gospel, interestingly enough, there is no Christmas story. For Mark, the story begins right here with Jesus and John at the River Jordan. In fact, Mark describes this just a few verses earlier as the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, for whatever reason, Mark decided not to include any information about Jesus' birth, or maybe he didn't know about it. We do not know. But what we do know is this is where Jesus' ministry begins, at the river with John. John is baptizing for a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. Now, many have wondered, why would Jesus submit to a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins if he was the Holy One of God and sinless and had nothing to repent of? Well, Mark's gospel isn't interested in answering that question. Mark is more interested in what comes next. Because after Jesus is baptized, we're told that the heavens are torn apart, the Spirit descends upon him like a dove, and he hears the voice, "You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased." Here's where it begins. We last met John the Baptist, if you remember, in the first couple weeks of Advent, back in early December. And you might remember that we had a reading from Isaiah 64 where the prophet cried out for God to be present, for God to fix things, for God to come and be in this world in a powerful way. And Isaiah cried out, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." And this is what is happening now. As Jesus is standing there dripping wet from his own baptism, we're told that the heavens are torn apart. Torn, not just opened. You know, if something is opened, you can close it easily. No, this is ripped apart. The heavens are torn apart, and the Spirit of God descends upon Jesus. As if to say, this distance between us and God. You know, that those prayers that we offer up, you know, when we wonder, God, when are you going to act? When are you going to come? When are you going to do something? It's as if that barrier that separated us from God had been torn apart. And now God has come in Jesus to be with us. That's his nickname, God with us. The heavens, that barrier between us and God, no longer exists. God has become manifest, has become present in Jesus in a powerful way. The Spirit descends. The Spirit that was there at the beginning. We heard the first verses of Genesis where the Holy Spirit was fluttering above the waters at creation. As if to say that as Jesus comes and begins his ministry, a new creation is beginning, a new start. Something new is happening among us. The Spirit of God, that creative, renewing power, comes upon Jesus. Now, those who have cried out throughout time for God to act, to set things right. We often want, you know, God to come and knock a few heads together, to straighten things out. You know, a little vengeance is a very human inclination. But no, this Spirit comes gently like a dove, like a dove. Accompanying words that speak not of vengeance, not of punishment, not of anger, but of love. You are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased. Those very same words echo in our own baptisms, that God comes to be with us, not in anger, not in vengeance, but in love and acceptance, gently fluttering in our hearts and in our lives, starting a new beginning, declaring, you are my beloved child, in you I am well pleased. This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry on earth. That's distance between us and God has been erased. God is finally with us. God is no longer far away, far separated from our concerns, our needs. Our prayers are heard. Our aspirations, our fears, all of those things, God has heard them and has come to be with us. Never separated again. God with us. That's what Jesus' whole ministry is going to be about, showing that the separation between us and God is no more. God and humanity have been reconciled in Jesus. There's nothing that can separate us from God's love. Not even the difficulties we face, nothing in our nature, nothing in our will that can separate us from God's love anymore. For God has come to be with us. He's torn open the heavens and come down to be with us. It's interesting, Mark uses a very specific word here for being the heavens being torn apart. But there's only one other time in Mark's gospel when that word gets used. It's later, near the end of Jesus' ministry, when Jesus is facing another baptism of a sort, the baptism of his suffering and death. And he's on the cross, and as he breathes his very last, when he releases his spirit, his ruach, we're told that the veil in the temple was torn, ripped apart, same word, torn apart from top to bottom. In Jesus, the beginning of his ministry and to the very end, this barrier between us and God has been torn apart, torn asunder. In the temple in Jesus' day, there were two different veils, and it could be one or the other of them. One was the veil in the Holy of Holies. That was a barrier that kept people out from that holiest spot where God was said to dwell. That barrier is no more. Or perhaps it was an outer veil, one that Josephus tells us was in the temple. It was very dark blue, almost purple, and on it were all the stars of the zodiac. And if that was the veil that was torn from top to bottom, then the heavens again were torn apart because God had come to be with us and never leave us and never forsake us. In Christ, God has torn the heavens apart to come and be with you and with me. What this means is that no matter what we face, no matter what's going on in our lives, God is with us. God has heard our prayer. God has heard our cry. God is with us in Christ and will never leave us. Never leave us. He has literally torn the heavens wide open to be with you and with me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.